saga saga magarzan re ni re ni re pomagar saga saga sargama ga magar sagarzan sa 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 saga 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 magarzan re ni re ni re pomagar saga saga sargama ga magar sagarzan sa 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 sanida ga maga ma par sanida ga maga ma ga ma de sanida ga maga ma par magar sagarzan sa 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 sanida ga maga
Aboriginal women make up 4.3% of the female population, yet in 2012 they accounted for 23% of murdered women.
We're seeing the same overall overrepresentation of Aboriginal victims here as we are in the rest of the country.
Jacko's niece Maisie and her friend Shannon left to go to a party. They never came back. The grassroots has long called for a national inquiry.
In order for it to be meaningful, it would really have to be led by the people.
The Harper government has always said no.
Across Canada, people realize that this is a problem that we've got to stop sweeping under the rug.
And we stand in solidarity calling for a full national public commission of inquiry into the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous women in this country.
The Prime Minister has refused a royal commission. Why not a parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Squires?
Just how many Aboriginal women are actually missing or killed in Canada?
There's something wrong in Canada if Aboriginal women have to live this fate.
It's time for us to acknowledge this crisis and for us to act.
Past time we address the reasons why Indigenous women are five times more likely to be killed than other women.
Almost 1,200 Aboriginal women and girls have been killed or gone missing over the past three decades.
The gruesome discovery of Tina Fontaine's body in Manitoba's Red River.
Will the Conservative government stop embarrassing Canada on the world stage and at least today agree to cooperate fully?
About the sounds, there's many different ways that you can produce this noise. Some of it is on everything on exhalation. Some of it is inhaling for parts. But here, I'll just give you some small examples, like.
As Indigenous people, that we have survived for so long against colonization, racism, and systemic discrimination. And as Native women, our role is to be life bearers. So we have to survive in order to keep our culture going.
Destruction cannot fathom the magnitude. stay away. Our friend the yellow cat loved his home sweet home, but he knew deep inside it was time to roam, to discover the world with his curiosity. Our adventurous cat was born to be free. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. With a boomerang and a didgeridoo, the cat went to visit the kangaroo. They took him out back for a bounce about. He was lost in the desert, there is no doubt. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Across the China Sea to the Great Great Wall, the cat was very brave, he knew he wouldn't fall. From Beijing to Taiwan to Tokyo, Japan, they say he took a train bound for Pakistan. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, he just couldn't stay away. Clouds were heavy when he reached Tibet, the Himalayan mountains he never would forget. He started up Mount Everest, the ultimate climb. It was snowing, getting dark, he was running out of time. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, he just couldn't stay away. The cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. We thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Now I wonder where that cat is going to end up next time. What do you think? Maybe over this way. He was a guard. Hope he sends a postcard.
She was three. Her Barbies always did it on the first date. Now she's with me. There's never any need for them to demonstrate, 'cause she's like a baby, I'm like a cat. When we are happy, we both get fat. And still, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. What?
she came round. Only her tenderness stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever wanted to change me. It's not that easy, cause my time is up and decided.
Come on. never had the greatest feet. I always walked amongst the ordinary feet. I'm transparent on the street. I don't play on the radio. Don't have songs that everybody knows. And I can't count on my toes. Hey, now I'm leaving. There is something I don't get. I wish you could let it go. No one really needs to know.
From NPR Music, this is A Tribe Called Red, recorded live in concert at New York City's Webster Hall for the 2013 Global Fest World Music Festival. Enjoy the show.
We are A Tribe Called Red. We're hailing from Ottawa. And I want to bring on stage real quick a couple of friends of ours that we brought with us to sing some songs. We got Rhonda and Winter Dogstater coming up on stage right now.
Oh.
yeah, man, on the beats of love. Live and direct.
Live and direct.
Yeah, and things in the Norway. God damn, we're back. They know how we live big life. Try to stop with obstacle in my way. Remove y'all. Hey.
Well, everybody.
Thank you.
Just know who this makes some noise out there. Yeah, we're glad to be here. Really excited to be here. Like I said, we're from Ottawa. This guy to my right, this is DJ Indian. This guy on my left, bear witness. And my name is DJ Shub. We're gonna bring back on stage Rhonda and Winter Dockstead. They're gonna do another song with us.
Yo, yo, Core. talk and chat, gal. Hey. Let them